In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who lived in the 1600s, received the great vision of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, before she had the vision, there was devotion to the Sacred Heart. It had started, it had developed in the Middle Ages. But when St. Margaret Mary had the great vision, the devotion to the Sacred Heart exploded then throughout all of Christendom. And our Lord appeared to her in the chapel of her convent, and he held his heart out to her, held it forth, and said, "Behold the heart that so loves men, and yet receives only coldness and indifference in return. Behold the heart that so loves men, and receives only coldness and indifference." You know, we use that word love a lot in our society, and I'm using a freer translation. Of course, in Catholicism, we talk about charity, caritas. That is the divine love that Christ has, and then it is that divine love which is then given to us by which we can love. Charity. Unfortunately, that word in today's society has just been reduced to giving a few dollars to the Salvation Army at Christmas time, I think. Charity, give to your favorite charity. Charity is love. I think everyone here knows this, but unfortunately this word has been so overlooked and abused that we sometimes forget that the word is used in order to make a distinction from just regular love. It's a virtue. And when we look to the theologians of the Church, St. Thomas Aquinas in particular, we can try to look deeper into this concept. What does the Church teach? What do the theologians teach? St. Thomas Aquinas, of course, is the greatest theologian in the history of the Church. He wrote 700 years ago, and his writings are still valid for us today. In the seminary, it is the foundation of our theological studies. And St. Thomas is often, his works are often infused with a deep philosophy and metaphysics, and sometimes they can be difficult to understand. And when we turn to read his section on charity, we can expect to see something very difficult, very hard, for this charity, of course, is the greatest of virtues, is love, the divine love. And yet, when we look and we begin reading, it can be surprising. For Aquinas says, love, charity, is nothing more than friendship with God. Then he goes on to say, of course, friendship with God and those united to God, our neighbor. Friendship with God. Then he goes on to just explain what he means by friendship. He says, friendship is nothing more than to delight in the other person's presence. Love is friendship with God. And friendship is to delight in the other person's presence. And so this is what our Lord is saying. He holds out his heart. Behold the heart that so loves men. He loves us. Christ delights in our presence. Sometimes we get the we can hold God and even Christ our Lord in so high of esteem, and we kind of forget that he has come for us and that he delights in just being with us. That's his love for us. You know, spiritual truths are often best illustrated when we look to little children. If we think about like a little 4 or 5 year old child, they can love purely. They have this pure love because they haven't reached the age of reason. They haven't sinned yet. And so they can have a very pure love. And we can see this love, this delight in another with little children. And I am often reminded when I talk or think about charity of an incident I once witnessed of a little child. It was in the evening and we were at this person's house. It was a little girl, about 4 or 5 years old. And her father came home from work. And she ran to the front door. And her father opened up the door, and she was so delighted, so happy that her father was home. It was a great delight for her. And of course, her father, seeing that, he forgot everything at work. Forgot all the difficulties, trials, and the difficulties at work. And he then just delighted, just happy to be with her. And she ran up to him, and he picked her up, and she was just delighted. She was just happy. It was a pure love that little child showed for her father. This is love. This is what we are supposed to have for our Lord. This is what he's complaining about with the revelation of the Sacred Heart. He loves us. He delights in being with us. And yet, he says, too often, people have no feeling, no delight, no care towards me. You know, he's enthroned here in the Blessed Sacrament, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Mass, he comes for you. He comes for me in the host. And oftentimes, unfortunately, we may go to confession and we know that we are in a state of grace. And we know we can come forward and receive our Lord. We know that it's his body, blood, soul, and divinity that we receive. But that's all up here in our head. It's not here in our heart. We might know it, and so we receive worthily, but we receive without a deep love, without a true delight. To receive that host, are we truly delighted in being able to spend those 15 minutes with our Lord while he is with us? St. Therese of Lisieux says that Jesus does not come from heaven to reside in the golden ciborium on the altar, but he comes to reside in us. And so our Lord says, behold the heart. We can look at the heart. Oftentimes the heart our Lord's Sacred Heart is depicted with having flames, the flames of love. Behold the heart that so loves man, and yet only receives coldness and indifference. When we receive him, we might be in a state of grace, but do we truly delight? And so the month of June is the month of the Sacred Heart. So we should then pray to have a greater love, a deeper love for our Lord, to have a delight, to ask for that grace, so that when he does come to us, when he does come in communion or at any other time, that we would have a great joy, a joy just like a little child delighting in the return of their father. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.